This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that lead the show are tax benefits, Bitcoin crash, the Apple battery drama. We're going to show you a picture of the SpaceX Falcon Heavy. What a beast. Plus, of course, all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1249 of the Geek News Central podcast for Friday, December 22nd. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, we want you to support the show. You can do that very easily at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider or simply PayPal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all of the longtime listeners. And if you're brand new to the show, I thank you for checking us out. It's you've caught the show. If you're watching live, you've caught the show on a Friday. Very rare recording of the show on a Friday, but I had a party last night. So we pushed to today. But if you're brand new, make sure you get over to geeknesscentral.com. Visit the website over there. All you got to do is to subscribe to the show right on the right-hand column of the website. You can subscribe via Apple Podcast, on Android, via email, Google Play, on Stitcher, via TuneIn. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, just click on the more subscribe options. That'll give you instructions on how to get subscribed to the show. And of course, you can subscribe via the standard podcast RSS feed as well. Of course, a little bit further down the page is a place to subscribe to the newsletter. The newsletter contains everything I talk about during the show, including all the links. So get subscribed to the newsletter as well. That way you'll never miss a single episode, no matter what. Of course, this show, you can reach out at any time. It's real easy. You can follow me on Twitter at Geek News, and you can email me geeknews@gmail.com. If you're not part of our Slack channel, send me an email to geeknews@gmail.com and say, I want to be part of the Slack channel. I'll send you an invite. You can jump in there. Of course, I'm on Google Plus and on Facebook. Just search for my name. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel. You can watch on the Apple TV via the video version of the Geek News Central podcast. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling that device to play the latest edition of the Geek News Central podcast. You can, you can listen on Stitcher, watch or view on blueberry.com. You can tell your Google Home device to play the podcast, Geek News Central. And if you have a Microsoft, if you have Cortana, notice I didn't say, hey, you can tell the device to play the Geek News Central if you have linked TuneIn to your Cortana device. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my GNC team. And of course, we've got the new media show co-hosted by myself and Rob Greenlee and I do that show together. And then Podcast Legends. And it has been a while since that show's had an edition put out. But I tell you, this show really would not be possible without our good friends, our sponsor at GoDaddy.com. And we want you to take time to go over there and look at the deals. Have you not finished your Christmas shopping? Are you stuck? Do you not know what to buy? It's simple. A domain name for every one of your family members. And if you haven't bought those already and you're a longtime listener of this show, naughty, naughty, you should have already done that. But pick up a domain name. If you're thinking about something for the new year, new business, who knows, a hosting account, all that can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. I know you guys are Christmas shopping because I'm looking at the totals and the numbers are doing very well for December. I want to thank all of you for your ongoing support and using my promo codes and sharing them with your friends, family members, people you work with. That is the key. Share the love. And by doing so, you help me keep the lights on here. So definitely go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Get 30% off new product purchases at $0.99. $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. $1 a month for 12 months and a free domain. A domain costs you $8.49 normally, right? So what's that leave you with, right? $3.50 gets you a website for a whole year. Or you can do that deal, same thing, on $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year, again, with a free domain. This is a deal you cannot beat. Or if you're a business owner looking to spice up your business or maybe launch a business, 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business, a business plus plans. And again, all those codes, all that information, all the links to those deals are at geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy. And of course, GoDaddy's been with us since July of 2005. There's no single sponsor in the podcasting space that has sponsored a single podcast longer than that. So they get the not official, but the unofficial by Todd proclamation Guinness Book World Record holder. So, hey, everyone, welcome to the show. Why is it the Friday? Why are we doing Friday? Simple. I had a party, late announced party to go to, and it was some friends of mine. I just couldn't turn it down. So Kirk did the show prep like normal. I told him, I said, I'll find the new stuff for Friday and I'll use what you had and to get the show ready to go. So I had a nice time. Did not partake in alcoholic beverages because of the, I had no designated driver. So I was an iced tea evening and, then I had a good time, got back here at the house, 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that. It was early, nothing too fancy, but I got up this morning and got ready to do the show. And so here I am. CES Packing is in work, and much to the chagrin of my wife, because it's happening in the garage. I mean, not the garage, the living room. I'm moving the packing boxes to, because, you know, I'm really close to the living room here from the studio. So I'm pulling stuff out of boxes, out of drawers, out of cabinets. But when I'm packing stuff up, I always pack too much. And I'm like, do I need that? Maybe. And I throw it in. Last year, I made a list of stuff I didn't use, and I did go to that list. I'm like, okay, I don't need to take that. I don't need to take this. So I'm trying to keep, but it's the geek in me wants to, like, I might need that. And in my heart, I know I don't, but you just watch. I won't throw some of this stuff in the shipping boxes. And lo and behold, I'll get there and I'll be cussing myself because I'll need it. But one thing that's came up missing is one of my microphone transmitters. It's here someplace, but I have three of them and I only have two. Now, I only need two for the show, so it's not critical. But when something's missing, and I'm racking my brain because I knew I did something, where did I stick that? It's in a bag or a box or something somewhere. And I'm like, it drives you on borderline insanity because, and it's not cheap. It's not a cheap item, $300-$400. And you then want to find it, right? You want to stop and you can easily get sidetracked. And I'm like, okay, breathe. You'll find it, and you're good. Another thing I can't find is this year I need to take some L1 lithium batteries, and this goes to an older camera that I have, and the camera's in the cabinet right behind me, but do you think I can find the power cord for the stupid thing? I cannot find, and it comes, it's a big honker, and it will charge these, and for the life of me, I cannot find that thing. So I'm thinking, maybe it's in the storage area because we haven't used that camera in a while. So it's probably in a box in storage that it shouldn't be there because I don't separate when gear goes to storage. It goes with all of its cables. And so anyway, I'll probably be making a run to the storage today to find that charger and going through boxes and then getting more distracted and, you know, burning time. It's just the way it goes. But anyway. Also, last minute orders for broken gear. I pulled brought everything that I thought I was going to need from storage. In it was like tripods and the heads for the video cameras. So, you know, you've got these nice flow heads. And I had a thing I had to record for my son. And I went and I'm like, it's broke. I'm like, how did that get busted off? And it's like $149. It's not a real expensive mono price head. And it really was unusable the way it was broke. And I'm like, I wonder if they sell spare parts for this. I went on the MonoPrice site. Couldn't believe it. For the first time ever, I'm like clapping because they had parts breakdown. Full, I call it an illustrated parts breakdown. And it had every piece, part number with a hyperlink that lead to the order form. And I was like, oh, I need that. And I need that click. $42. And I'm like, okay, now this is coming from Germany. Is it even possible to get it here? And I clicked on shipping and international overnight shipping, $22. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I can't get stuff sent from the United States in the lower 48 for $22 to Hawaii. Coming from Germany, $22, arrived yesterday. Got my Allen head set out, broke it down, fixed the part. Good as new. I'm ready. So good on MonoPrice for selling. I guess that's the difference in pro gear. You can buy piece parts, pay a little bit more up front, but you basically make it up on the other side. Hey, Joe, it's probably sitting next to your mic transmitter. Well, the mic transmitters are in a different box, and I specifically pull the batteries out of them because I forgot to do that one year, and that was a nasty mess to deal with. So those are in a separate shipping box, but yep, going forward, I can see it already, and we have to buy a bigger case to stick everything in one unit because I normally... they sit right over there. And that's where they've been for 5 years. And there was two of them there. There wasn't a third one. And I'm like, where did I go that I needed a mic? I needed to go somewhere. So obviously, I have failed in putting stuff back. My own fault. It's going to be somewhere I'm just going to shake my head and just call myself an idiot. But anyway, that's what's going on here. Thanks for those of you joining me for the day show. We'll get into the stack here. Today got a lot of stuff going on. And you know what's different too during the day is in the behind me or in front of me, window, sliding glass door. And when I do the show here in Hawaii at night, it's all dark. I don't have to worry about the ambient light. But if you guys look closely in the glass behind me, those of you watching, you may see a window reflection. I had to change the whole lighting and everything because I have all this, you know, huge ambient light coming in the room, and I still feel like I'm a little contrasty on video, but just didn't have time to deal with it too long. And, anyway, that's it. All right. So anyway, thanks for being here. Thanks for being on board. Let's get into the stack. And this is basically the last show, obviously before Christmas. So, we'll probably go a little long today. I don't know. We'll see how long it takes me to get through this pile. But first and foremost, I want to talk about the tax deal, and specifically what I have found out from my CPA. So I know this thing just got signed, and there's a lot of details that are not fully available yet. But I called my CPA. Now, for those of you that don't know, Geek News Central. My wife and I have a business called Podcast Connect, and it's a separate corporation. It's what I run the podcast awards under. It's what I do all my personal blogging, everything I do with Raw Voice and Blueberry. That's a separate corporation. So a number of years ago, we changed from a C corp, asked the IRS permission to become an S corp. So what an S corp really does, it's kind of pass through. It's almost like an LLC or a sole proprietorship with a little more protection. And so I pay my income, basically everything that I do comes through, and it basically is I write myself paychecks and blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the year, whatever the profit or loss is comes on in a special form it's basically added to my income. So I have paid enough taxes and everything to cover. So I was talking with the accountant about it. He says, well, you're going to get an advantage here, and here. And he kind of give me maybe a rough idea what it's going to look like. Pretty happy. I think things are, you know, there's some potential here to see a significant number of dollars back in our pocket on the business side. And largely, too, because the my tax rate's going to go down. So that's going to be an impactor as well. You know, there's almost no advantage in, if you're a small business, especially if you're an S corp, let's just use a number. Let's say you show $50,000 in profit for the year after all your expenses. Let's just use that number. That is split equally. That is 25-25 is split equally against both my income and my wife's income. It comes in and it adds to my tax line. So there's really no advantage to basically having a huge profit. It's better to write yourself a bonus or a big paycheck at the end of the year that you pay taxes on to get your profit down to a manageable level. You're still going to pay taxes on it, but it's a little different. So, and it's also maybe not post, it's pre, it's not pre-tax, but it's better. But, you know, the corporations though, now, the C corps, they're going to be able to keep more of their profit at the end of the year, which, you know, for me was the big sticker on why we changed from a C corp to an S corp. You know, now, and I don't think you can go back the other way, now the tax advantage almost lays in being a C corp again, because if you look at what the tax rate would be, it might actually be lower than what your personal income tax level is, whatever that percentage is at the end of the year. So, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't when it comes to figuring out taxes. You know, one thing is for sure, death and taxes are always, those are two guaranteed things in life. But as I was looking, just doing some rough math on the taxes that we paid over the past 4 or 5 years at Raw Voice Blueberry and looking at our percentage point and looking at where we'll be next year, 2018, you know, it's like an employee or two. You know, it's a big difference. And for me, that's pretty exciting from a business standpoint. Now, everyone's individual circumstances are going to be different on a personal side, but I just found it ironic here. And, you know, you may be for or against the tax bill, and that's fine. I don't care where your politics are, but I'm pretty pleased at this point. Anytime I can get more of my money back. And now, and I don't, the government's budget issue is the government's budget issue. What they spend money on, that's their problem, right? I don't care about the deficit. I don't. I really don't. What I care about is what goes in my pocket, what I keep for my family, what I can spend, what I can reinvest in. You know, if they have to tighten their belt like we do, then good for them. You know, that's what the government has to do. But as a business owner, you know, it's fantastic, and I think it's going to be good, you know, and we'll be looking at it next year and say, okay, can we afford now to just bring another employee? And we'll do that. Just because that's, you know, we always need more people. We've needed more people, couldn't afford to have more people. Right. So that is part of this thing. So anyway, I don't care if you're for or against, and it's whatever the politics is, and let me know when you figure it out. And between now and next year, is your taxes going up, your taxes going down? Which way are you headed? I'd love to hear. And by how much? I kind of roughly know what my personal is going to be. It's probably going to be on the order of maybe close to $3,000 on the personal side. So anyway, we'll see. But AT&T, what I was going to say is Star Advertiser here in Hawaii had been bashing. I mean, it was just the typical rhetoric that had been going on in almost all the news channels that the tax is bad, it's horrible, the world is falling, everything's going to collapse, it's bad. And then the day after, they said, after reflecting upon the tax language, that 81% of people in Hawaii will get a tax break. You gotta be kidding me. You know, it's just like, okay, you know, you lost. Now tell the truth. AT&T, Comcast are both giving a $1,000 bonus to their workers, about 200,000 employees. Plus, they are raising, several of these companies are raising their minimum wage to their minimum wage workers to $15. I don't know if that's the case for AT&T or Comcast. But a number of companies have already said they're going to raise the minimum wage. Apple's a big, big winner. You know, so Apple, you know, those of you who don't know this, they've got $252 billion outside of the country. Okay. With this new plan, with this new law, it's going to cost them $39 billion to bring that money back. But did you know that Apple has $97 billion in debt in the United States? Yes, they've borrowed $97 billion to part of their stock buyback program. So because the tax structure is so screwed up, they've had to borrow money, but they've got $252 billion offshore. So what I think is probably going to happen, Apple's going to bring, they've already set aside $36 billion in U.S. dollars, in U.S. money, to bring back money from offshore. So what you're going to see, they're going to bring that money back. They're going to pay their $97 billion note off, or a portion of it, and still have $100 billion to play with. And that money's coming back home, coming back to the U.S. instead of sitting out in a foreign bank. And also, it's being reported again today. Amazing. Silicon Valley, much feared tax bill pays dividends for workers. And as contrary to dire warnings of California officials, a large swath of the Bay Area workers and their families stand to get an incredible tax break with the new limits on state and local tax deductions. Startup employees, freelancers, venture capital investors are among those who get new tax benefits. See, a lot of people in Hollywood are paid on 1099 and 1099 MISC. That's direct income. You are responsible for your Social Security. You're responsible for your paying tax on that at the full rate. So if you get $1,000 as part of a 1099, you have to write $135 of that off the top immediately for Social Security, because you have to pay 13.5% versus 6.7% being an employee, where your employer pays 6.7%. Plus, you pay whatever tax bracket you're in. So if you're in the 20% tax bracket, you immediately, another $200 off, right? So you're left with $670 of a $1,000 check. That's what you get to keep. But if your tax bracket goes down, boom, immediately you get to keep more money. So, those that are making big bucks, $250,000, a homeowner couple making $250,000 in Silicon Valley would likely see a small increase or decrease. They're not going to see a much of a change. But the estimate for folks who rent a home who make $150,000 could see up to $4,000 back. This is all on the news now. You know, oh my God, this is going to, you know, this is only for the rich. And yet here we are showing now information's coming out that, yes, people are actually going to get a tax break. Huh. Amazing with how that works. So I know this is not a lot tech related, but there's a lot of stuff here that from a business side and from, you know, looking at my little small business and looking at Raw Voice and then looking at stuff that's going to happen in Silicon Valley and Apple on the tech side, bringing that cash home. And we'll see how much they bring home. I think it's going to be a huge boon. Huge, huge, huge. Now, those of you that are doing Bitcoin trading, the tax-free Bitcoin to trading is going to end. So they put some provisions in there. So for investors who hold virtual currency, this bill is really bad news. Every time you've made one digital currency for another or token for, it's going to be a taxable event. So be careful on the tax implications. If you need to look at this and you need to talk with your accountant, especially if you are, you know, if you are doing a lot of trading. So under the current law, trades have been protected in a provision that allows investors to defer capital gains on this called like-kind exchanges. Trades that traditionally have been staples for investors in real estate, art, racehorses, aircraft. The deferral applies when owners of such property swap it for another property. So you sell a home, right? Let's say you got a mega home and you make $1 million profit on that home. If you, within a limited amount of time, usually 180 days, you go buy another home and you spend most of that capital gains, and you defer some of the tax hit. But this is not going to be the case now with Bitcoin swaps. And, investors typically have to pay taxes on short-term gains on their individual tax returns, which will top out at 37% next year, and the preferential long-term capital gain rate at 23.8. So they added a quirky section to the tax code that is never applied to stocks, bonds, or other securities, and contains some other fine distinctions about what constitutes similar property. For example, a beef cow cannot be swapped for a dairy cow. Paintings can generally be swapped, but not Bitcoin. The IRS declared virtual currency to be a property like gold or real estate, but not for tax purposes, but no longer. It's been changed. So be aware. Okay. Now, speaking of Bitcoin, boom, it is crashed. Or an adjustment. $19,000 down to about $11,000. And Coinbase, if you wanted to sell and you're on Coinbase, good luck. They shut down trading. You couldn't sell if you wanted to. Now, I just saw a newsflash come into my site that they've reopened trading, but it's been closed for hours. Coinbase says that all buys and sells have been temporarily disabled. The interruption service comes as Bitcoin briefly tumbled below 11,000, down 44%. They're trying to shore up their finances because Coinbase is having to figure this out. And yesterday, they suspended as well. Oh my gosh. They even had some insider trading concerns that they shut down recently. Oh my God. You know, it's still scary times on Bitcoin. Be prepared to lose it all. All right. Now, they were only down for 2 hours. But what happened those 2 hours if you're trying to sell in 2 hours? Or if you were not had your banking stuff set up where you could transfer out, you may have been trying to get your account authorized just to sell. Anyone lose their shirt? Well, last Bitcoin purchase I made was at, and I purchased some recently, was about $9,500 or something like that. And I have in my Bitcoin wallet on Coinbase, not in my Bitcoin wallet on a USB stick, I have a little bit over there, not much, $30-$40 maybe. Yeah, funny, yeah. Okay. Apple's come out and said, yep, we're slowing stuff down because of the battery. We're trying to make people have a good experience, so we're slowing the phones down. Okay, if you've got an old, if you have, would not it have been smarter for Apple to say, your battery's performance is lagging. We suggest you go get a new battery, or we're going to throttle the performance of your phone until you do. Would that have not been the more proactive approach? Here's the deal. This is dirty. And they, I hope they get sued. And matter of fact, I heard there was a class action lawsuit that got kicked off already. If your everyone knows in phones, batteries go bad. 2-3 years in, the batteries start, you know, not holding a charge as long. We've all seen it, you know, if you hold your phone that long. You can get your battery replaced $97. That's about the cost, about $100 at the Apple store. You make an appointment, go in, they'll do it same day while you're there, while you're waiting. They'll change the battery out most times. But it's not, Apple's not in the battery selling business. Apple is in the phone selling business. So if they'd put a notification up on millions of phones saying, we're slowing your phone down because the battery performance is worse, or you have the option of leaving the performance up, but you're going to have to charge your phone twice a day, people would say, probably most people, because what do we all do, right? I'll show you what we do. Oh, they're not in here. I've got these big Anker USB batteries. Got one in the car, right? One in my computer bag. I've always got extra power with me. You know, I've got them big size, small size, depending if we're going to go somewhere, stick one in my pocket. You know, we're all carrying extra power, right? So they should have said, you have two options. Leave the performance high so you can charge your battery. Number two, we're going to reduce the power, or you have the option to switch back and forth and you should get your battery replaced. Oh no, they don't tell no one nothing. They blew it. They blew it. Not good net citizens. And again, they're in the phone selling business, ladies and gentlemen. And you can check your iPhone battery health. There's a do-it-yourself replace and speed up performance article over at 9to5Mac. I'll have that linked up in the show notes for you to check out. So definitely do so. And yes, like I said, there is a class action lawsuit that already kicked off. And two lawsuits have been filed. So stand by. I want to show you all something. Those of you that are watching the show. Oh, and I didn't do that. Oh man. So let me bring up a screen here for you. I want to show you this Falcon Heavy. Look, for those of you that are listening, they've got, this is monster. They've got three rockets basically tied together. That should be interesting in itself. And 27 total engines, 27 Merlin engines. Now, you guys know I'm going to Vegas, right? For CES. I'm going to go to the betting board. I'm going to go see if the bookies in Vegas have odds on this first launch, on whether or not they are going to, and maybe someone that's watching the show, maybe they can Google this, but I'm just looking at this and in my mind, I'm saying spectacular explosion. That's what I'm saying here. Spectacular explosion. Maybe it's going to work. I don't know. But he's going to, if it does work, oh my goodness. This thing is incredible. And it still doesn't have the lift capability of the Saturn V. Isn't that even more nuts? And even, in let's go a little bit further with this. He's going to land each of these. He's going to put them down on three separate pads. That's the attempt anyway. The math, the science, the aerodynamics, just the vibration analysis on this has had to have taken years. The modeling, I can't even, you know. So let me give you guys just a little insight into modeling on what happens. And I'm not an engineer, but I understand a little bit. So if you have an airplane, all right, And the airplane is all designed. It's got its antennas all stuck on and everything set up. If you want to add a single antenna to an airplane, okay, let's say you want to, or a dome, or a shark fin, or, you know, whatever you're going to add. It takes mechanical engineers weeks to model the flow dynamics of a single piece of gear being put on, or an antenna being put on an airplane. They, number one, they have to figure out, is it going to vibrate? Is it going to need to have, what's the reinforcement going to have to be underneath the skin? What's going to happen downstream? Is it going to cause an antenna that's downstream to vibrate and break off? I mean, they have to figure this all out, and they've got modeling software that will do that. And oftentimes they'll say the antenna has to move ahead 3 inches. You can put it there and it's good, but you can't change the form, or you can't go longer, or you can't go, it can be wider. There's so much that goes into airflow modeling and the dynamics of what happens, you know, post event with, you know, airplanes can be fatigued, and structural failures can occur because of bad modeling from stuff that you stick on the outside. Now, it's not so critical on the inside because there's no airflow, but they still have to do the engineering and the beefing, the support and cross members and, you know, anything, whether they're going to use Hilox or if they can use rivets or, you know, whatever they're going to use. And the inside is one thing, but the outside stuff requires all this special modeling. This Falcon Heavy rocket, and I'm looking at this picture. The modeling on this, those engineers, if this thing gets off the ground and makes it to orbit, guess what they're going to be carrying? The cargo is going to be his Tesla Roadster. And they're going to send it to orbit Mars. Yeah, I'm serious. He's going to put his Roadster in it. So he's putting a $300,000 vehicle as the, that's the cargo load. You got to hand it to this guy. He has got some serious flair, right? And I'm sure he's telling his engineers, make sure it gets to Mars. But he says there's a 50-50 chance that this thing is going to not make it. So what do you think the bookie odds are in Vegas? So here's what I'm going to do. You all email me between now and January 2nd and send an email to geeknews@gmail.com. Send an email again to geeknews@gmail.com. And you tell me fail or success. And based upon this audience's voting, I will just put whatever the minimum bet is, $20, 10, whatever it is. I will put a gentleman's bet on the launch with the bookies in Vegas, no matter the odds. All right. So you guys vote. Yes, it's going to blow up, or yes, it's going to make it to orbit. All we care about is getting to orbit, right? So you guys tell me, geeknews@gmail.com. Tell me which way to go, and I'll do a gentleman's bet with the bookie in Vegas. No big money, just a little fun here. And we'll see how it goes in January when they punch this bet. And for those of you that are listening, you got to look at this picture. I mean, it's like, whoa. Whoa, it's pretty cool. It really, really is. Okay, stream all your favorite shows in 4K with the $86 Roku Ultra Media Player. The Roku Ultra HD and 4K streaming plays down to $86 on Amazon. This is device is sold up to $105 before, so a little bit of a sale if you're looking for one. Also, Eric Schmidt is going to step down as executive chairman at Alphabet. So he is obviously led several roles within Google. He was the CEO in 2001, then became executive chairman in 2011. Co-founder Larry Page took over the role of CEO. So Eric says, after 10 years as CEO and 7 as executive chairman, I can't wait to dive into the latest in science, technology, and philanthropy. There's a Toddism. I look forward to working with Larry and Sergi on our future here at Alphabet. So he's going to stay on the board of directors, of course, but he's basically getting a little gray, folks. You guys notice my haircut today? If you want to sport one of these, all you have to do is go to your barber and tell him you want skin high with a 5 on top. All right. You too can sport this look. All right. The only bad thing is you got to get a haircut about every 6 or 7 days. If you keep it like this, it grows in so fast that it looks bad. But anyway, yeah, Eric's looking a little gray. So maybe, you know, he wants to, you know, enjoy some of his money. Game of Thrones climate simulators explain crazy weather of Westeros. So essentially some climate dudes and gals, I guess, went out and figured out what is this environment like. And for those of you that listen to the show in Fairbanks, Alaska, you too live in Winter's Coming, Game of Thrones. I've been to Fairbanks before in the winter. And it wasn't there when it was a snowstorm, but I went there. It was just, it was cold. But the king crab was incredible. Yeah, Fairbanks. Let's see. You guys live the Game of Thrones winter. Los Angeles has ordered 25 of Proterra's electric buses. This is a significant step toward a complete electric fleet by 2030. Considering that they've got 359 buses, this is a pretty big order. So good job on LA on that. We'll see how this works out. This is the first buy, and we'll see where this leads. You know, if you really haven't done any shopping here for Christmas, and you've got the obligatory socks and sweaters and a toy for the kid, consider learning a coding language in 2018. And I've got, Kirk found a resource here. And not only is it programs, but it's stuff that's available on books and so forth to help, you know, maybe a teenager learn a little bit about coding. So I'll have the link up in the show notes on that and pick up a few of those. And you know, we need more coders, a lot more. And with that comes the need for math skills too. So parents out there, make sure you're promoting math to your kids for school. All right. You know, with the best list of 2017, and you know, the bad thing about doing the show during the daytime is that everyone's doing yard work. All the guys that are doing yard work before the holidays are in here, and I hope we don't get weed whackered out here in a little bit, but I can hear them in the back. Okay, worst gadgets 2017. Here's the list. Did you buy any of these? Google Pixel Buds, the Ubiquiti Front Row, the Essential Phone, the new Teddy Ruxpin, I guess that's a bear, the Sega Genesis Flashback, Tesforia Leaf, the Urban Ears Bacon and Stamen, whatever it does, the Fitbit Ionic, the Lynx Robot, the ZTE Accent M cell phone, and the micro USB. Yes, those are, according to Gizmodo, the worst gadgets of 2017. I didn't pick up any of those, I don't think. All right, Charter Disney. They're very unhappy. They're very unhappy that you're sharing your passwords with your friends. So, you know, if you don't buy the HBO service digitally and you've cut the cord, if you get your friend's password, username and password, you can authorize your device, right? And I know that happens within families. My daughter was using Netflix over at her apartment when she was living with her boyfriend, and she was using my Netflix account. I found that out because one night I couldn't watch movies. So, you know, I told her, go get your own Netflix account. And she, needless to say, she didn't. But at the same time, she didn't share it with her friends, of course. But it does show that there is even, there's password sharing going on. And people are, so that they can watch HBO and they can watch Disney and they can watch different types of content where they're paying for cable and they've got those channels. They can go back in then and their friends can authorize their system. So they're pledging a crackdown on this. So we'll see if the party goes over. Hey, there's a new drone called the Fat Shark. It looks like a little mini racer. Matter of fact, it's designed for racing. It's $249. And it comes, this is pretty good. It comes with a first person view headset along with a drone. That's an amazing deal. $249. And I don't know if I'm going to get to, I don't know if they're going to be at CES or not. I will definitely try to get to the drone area. It's one of the few areas I think I'm going to want to go to besides the area that I'm going to be stuck in most of the week. The drone area is normally caged outside. So you have to leave the convention center and go to a separate area. But it's a slick little drone. I saw drones being sold in Office Max yesterday. I was in Office, or 2 days ago, I was in Office Max to return something, and they had drones on the counter. I just like, really? You guys are selling drones too? And matter of fact, it was from a manufacturer that I'm not real, well, they've had issues. I've got some of their drones and crashed them immediately upon takeoff. So, anyway, that's that. Hey, facial recognition. You may go to the airport and, well, just be guaranteed when you walk into most major airports today, your face has been scanned. They've determined who you are. You might even be scanned at the check-in counter at your favorite airline. JetBlue is using some facial recognition now. So I don't know if they're using it for boarding or for security or all of the above. I'm assuming they are. But you could be flagged if your face looks like someone else's. They say that there's about a 96% accuracy rate. So you may have to go through some extra screening if you've got a face that's common to someone else. But this has happened mostly on the East Coast at this point. So using a lot of biometrics. So they know who we are and who we are. And they're using that as part of their... yeah, their process and at the airlines now. And it kind of makes sense. But anyway, that's it. Hey, if you think Bitcoin is cool, what should you change your company's name to reflect something around Bitcoin? Well, this morning, Long Island Iced Tea, a New York-based beverage maker, announced that it was changing its name to Long Blockchain Corp. The company's relation to cryptocurrency is dubious. It says it will leverage the benefits of blockchain technology, but it was quickly rewarded with a 200% jump in its stock price. Long Island Iced Tea isn't the first or even the strangest company cashing in on the Bitcoin craze, but we don't know if they're actually going to be doing anything with Bitcoin. So buyer beware. Look into the companies that you're investing penny stock in. All right. Some folks have gotten in trouble on the New York Stock Exchange, too, for some handiwork they've done with the Bitcoin space. There's an article in Engadget said that printed photos can fool Windows 10 Hello Face authentication. I haven't used this face authentication system, but it might be able to tell the difference between you and your twin, but apparently it can be fooled with a photo of your face. According to the researchers from German security firm SYSS Systems, running previous versions of the platform can be unlocked with a printed photo of your face taken with a near-infrared camera. The researchers conducted their experiment on various Windows 10 versions and computers, including Dell Latitude and the Surface Pro 4. Now, this isn't easy to pull off. Someone who wants to access your system will have to have quite a bit of preparation ahead of time to take an infrared picture of you. All right. Now, IR, not very few people have IR cameras. You know, I think the IR cameras that are the IR attachment carriers that are out there by various companies and some that we've talked at CES in the past are pretty cool, but not everyone has an IR camera to pull this off with. Sprint saying that their 5G service could go live by 2019. Is Sprint even going to be in business in 2019? Twitter is finally expanding support for its app-based two-factor authentication. I have an app on my phone. It basically allows me to get access to a variety of services with authentication numbers. They're starting to implement some of that as well. So with Twitter accounts being hacked a lot, you need to be using two-factor authentication, folks. You really, really do. I'm not familiar with this food chain, but have you guys heard of Cali Burger before? Apparently it's I would assume it's a California-based burger chain. Maybe. I don't know. I've never ate at one of these. But cashier-less ordering kiosks are becoming more and more prevalent. And, you know, Wendy's, McDonald's. Yes, the California burger chain Cali Burger is taking one step further in a new self-ordering kiosk that uses AI and facial recognition to order, pay, and log into the chain's loyalty reward program. It'll even remember your crazy custom order to boot. Now, here's the thing that let's be honest. Think about the last time you went to McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's or wherever. Did you order the same thing? Now, I will go on record here. I haven't ate at McDonald's in a while. And matter of fact, maybe we grabbed just a cheeseburger, you know, the two cheeseburger deal one time. I haven't been going there and getting like a Big Mac and 6-piece chicken nuggets, right? I'm in a big order of fries and Coke. And, you know, I'm not getting skinnier because of, McDonald's doesn't add to that weight loss plan. But how many of you, when you do go to fast food places, order the same thing? You know, my favorite, I'll admit, was a Big Mac or and a 6-piece chicken nugget or a quarter pounder deluxe and a 6-piece chicken nugget. Yes, I know the nuggets are bad for you. Stop. But they're so good, right? And a hot mustard sauce and an iced tea, unsweet. So that was a pretty typical order for me. Now, wouldn't it be better to pull up to a kiosk in your car, turn your face to it, it recognizes you, and brings up your previous order, say, do you want to reorder this again? You just tap the screen and you're done. Why not, right? Why? I said I want a Big Mac and 6-piece chicken McNugget with hot mustard sauce. You didn't hear me? A Big Mac. 6-piece chicken McNugget with hot mustard sauce with an unsweet iced tea. Yes, yes, I want lemon. Unsweet. Yes, unsweet iced tea. We've all done that, right? Wouldn't it be better the kiosk just have a camera and looks at me and says, oh, there's Todd. Brings up a menu. Boom, I hit it. In store or out. That's how I want to order fast food. And by the way, do you want to use the credit card you used before? Yes. Don't have to give him my credit card. It's on file. Check me out. Let me go to the window. Get my food and go. That's what I want. Cali Burger's on to something here. Cali Burger's on to something. They didn't have success with the robotic burger flipping. That didn't work out so good. So there'll still be teenager jobs or people that, you know, to flip burgers. All right. Oh, Mike says, let's be plain. McDonald's doesn't offer you a Heil PR40 to order. The Mike's yeah, you can't get a mic at McDonald's. Nick says, this is the irony of the 15 per hour movement. While I support, it's going to also push these places to invest in this AI tech, allowing them to eliminate headcount. Yeah, that is true. Hey, Amy, thanks for watching the show. Merry Christmas to you as well. Yes, it's not happy holidays here. It's Merry Beep Christmas. Oh. All right, cool. All right. Hey, people are popping in, popping out today on Facebook Live. And those of you on YouTube, thanks for being here as well. A future Apple Watch could get the EKG heart monitor. I want that. Hey, I'm 53, right? Family's got a history. I had my grandfather had a heart attack. My uncle's had two heart attacks. I'm losing weight and trying to get healthy and get the old blood pipes cleaned out so I don't have a heart attack or stroke out. But hey, an extra insurance policy of having an EKG heart monitoring on my phone, that would be awesome. It would report, in others, are you got some arrhythmia going on? Do you have something that's, you know, this would be good. This would be good. Bloomberg is saying that Apple could implement an EKG by having users hold the sides of the watch, which would then send a weak electrical current to their heart. Of course, as with any potential new feature, it could work differently once it's finalized. There's also a chance that given that Apple gives up on implementing the feature entirely, you know, normally an EKG, you got a bunch of sensors on you, right? A bunch of those sticky things. And for those of us fellas that don't wax, when they rip those off, we get to experience waxing. So, but anything that's going to, and I was sitting here the other day, and I was kind of slouching. And I have, with this PT regimen, I've lowered my sitting heart rate by a lot. And it, you know, and I'll be honest, it was, fellas, I'm just going to tell you right now, you need to start looking at your sitting heart rate. Okay. And if it's, you know, if you got a watch, or if you just put your finger up to the side of your carotid artery and take the count, you go and do a Google on what your sitting heart rate should be. And if you are elevated, I'm telling you, you have to do what I have done. You got to get out of the chair and start moving, because you're not going to be part of this audience for a long term. And I'm not saying I'm guaranteed to be in this place for a long time either, but I'm trying to help myself. And I didn't used to be that way. But anyway, I lowered my sitting heart rate. And I should say that to the ladies too, but most the nursing homes are full of women, not men, you know, just go to one and look. That'll be a wake up call for most of you. But anyway, I'm sitting here kind of slouched, and all of a sudden I feel my buzz and it says, your heart rate, two times in a row is above a certain level. And I'm like, what? And I'm not doing anything. So I got up, stood up, I walked around, I go in, got a glass of water, came back and sat down in the chair and checked it again. I was back where I should be. But I had accelerated up like 23 points. And I don't know if it was because I was crunched or not sitting straight or exactly what, but my phone warned me that I had an elevated heart rate when I shouldn't from sitting. So, you know, I don't know what caused it. Don't care. All I know is it warned me. I got up, I moved around and got back and I was good. That is a feature on this phone that I absolutely love. You know, I wouldn't have known otherwise. I'd have sat there for another hour working. So, and Mike, I agree too. And Mike saying in chat, let's get the blood glucose done. That's coming. That's coming. So, you know, we talked about my sugar issue and where I'm at right now. And, you know, hopefully when I go back in 2 months, the doc says you're 100% off all prescriptions. So, you know, that is the end goal of this thing. And then sustaining. And it still sucks to go to the gym, but you have to. But anyway, we'll see where this technology takes us. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of this kind of stuff at CES. There's a fundraiser going on, When We Were Apollo. It's a crowdfunded film. Excuse me, didn't want to sneeze on you. To focus on the moon landing workforce. This sounds like they reached this funding goal of $20,000 in Kickstarter. And, you know, let's be honest, $20,000 to do a documentary is not enough money. $20,000 is like barely scratching the surface to do something. When they did the first podcast, the second podcast documentary, I know he's got like 60 grand wrapped up in that. And they only crowdfunded like 40 or maybe 35 or something like that. So when they only asked for 20 to do these types of these documentaries, it concerns me they've got enough money to finish. But it'll be a cool one if they do. Hey, this is news. The NSA surveillance reauthorization bill won't go to vote just yet. And I think we've heard a lot of stuff in the news lately that sounds like some of that data that is being collected is being used in ways it shouldn't. This Section 702, which lets NSA and FBI collect online communications of foreign targets from U.S. companies, won't happen for now. So we'll see where this leads. Well, the Senate has only demanded the FBI require a FISA court ruling, a Foreign Intelligence Survey court ruling, which it looks to be pretty easy to obtain, to clear requests for data about U.S. residents. The House proposal would ask the agency to aim a court order for any criminal cases, something he has to give if both sides of Congress are going to reconcile the bills. So Section 702 will officially expire at the end of 2017. So we'll see where this goes on this. And knowing Congress, they'll reauthorize it. Do you have some extra Google accounts out there? You worried about Google spying on you? Are you moving around? Are you moving away from Gmail? Do you know how to delete your Google account? Well, if you don't, got an article for you from makeuseof.com. All right. So I will not be going and looking at laptops at CES, but the folks at CNET have done a little bit of a run-up of what they have, of what we're going to see there. And I'll have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. Also, there was an article, let me see if I can find it here. Is it this one? Okay, this irritates me. Let me show this to you. Those of you that are watching. So this would be a great article. It's from PC Mag, and it announces a the top, see if I can, oh, that wasn't the article. Duh. Here it is. No, is that right? Oh, now it's two wholly different articles. So when I loaded this originally, PC Mag put us an image up that had to unlock our official list of the 10 best laptops, give me your email address. And the article is actually linking to an LG announcement of a 5K ultra-wide 34-inch monitor. Again, what popped up on my screen with no ad blocker was this thing to unlock. Now, if I load this in Firefox, I get the article as it's intended. But if I had this in Chrome, it was asking me to give an email address to unlock the top 10. PC Mag, why would you do that? So this 34-inch wide monitor, this is awesome. 21 by 9. And I'm looking at the specs on this thing. This looks like this has some serious potential here. Now, what is the price on this bad boy going to cost? It's Thunderbolt 3. Oh, nice. Price tag. Is it going to be $4,000? How much is it going to cost? They don't say the price anywhere. So we would assume very expensive. Yeah, no price on that. But, I've got two monitors here in the studio. And, I'd rather just go wide and have one. It's not, because the one I have over here is not the same resolution. It's not as usable. I'd just rather have wide and stick stuff on one pane. But the price is going to have to be something that I can actually swallow, not something that is like puts me in cardiac arrest, to be honest with you. Okay. Bill Nye flies through superhero to fact and fiction. He sat down with CNET, did a little bit of an interview, and he talked about his latest adventures. I'm not necessarily a big Bill Nye fan, but he's got some entertaining things to say about the science behind superheroes, fact and fiction. So I'll have that up in the show notes for you. Firefox browser now available for Fire TV and Fire TV Stick. I don't think I've ever used a browser in with the Fire TV. Yeah, I just use the apps, but I guess if you want to bring up a browser on the screen, you can do that. Siri, you know, it's a, many of us will talk to Siri and get very irritated with Siri. But Siri can't talk to a lot of people. Siri only supports 21 languages right now. And a lot of people like in Poland, Lithuania, Slovakia, Czech Republic are complaining about it. And I guess I understand. But, you know, this voice recognition stuff is hard because it has a hard time even understanding English. My English, my destructive English. But so, you know, Apple's at some point is going to have to start expanding that. But I'm sure they look at market share and everything else. But does Siri work in your native language? In your first, you know, does it? Because I know many folks are English as a second language, but not a primary. Oh, my God. Oh, my. How many of you buy Christmas trees? This year, we went real. We bought what did we buy? Noble something. Nice, bushy. It's okay Christmas tree. It's not the best one we've ever had, but it's nice. And then walk in the house and get that nice aroma of a Christmas tree, right? For a few years, we were running a fake one. And those are fine, too. But there's going to be a certain group of people that are absolutely going to flip out. Because don't throw anything at your screen or rip your headsets off, please. They're going to use genetics to make a perfect Christmas tree. So you're going to have there'll be no such thing. You'll be able to buy a GMO-free Christmas tree or a GM Christmas tree. Oh. Scientists are sifting through 1,200 gigabytes of genetic data taken from hundreds of Christmas trees from all over the world to figure out what separates the best needle holders from the worst. And they're also looking for the genetic signals that help resist devastating molds from the certain type of mold. They call it Phytophthora Greek for plant destroyer. And they're looking at, you know, what the genetic targets are that will allow these trees to be able to accept fungicides and that type of stuff. So, yeah, a better Christmas tree is coming to your local Walmart. They'll have the non-GMO and the GMO Christmas trees. So, oh my gosh. I just I saw that today and it was just like, it cracked me up. Also, I won't link to it in the show notes, but Kirk found a article to some Star Wars licensed toys that you probably won't find in the toy box. Also, moving on here real quickly, Wired is talking about the tech that's going to make air travel less awful. And really, let's be honest, it's always awful no matter what, especially when you have a guy that stinks that's sitting beside you like I did on my last flight. You know, checking in, going through security, getting on board, all that stuff is they're working on processes to make it better. British Airways is putting in self-checking in kiosks. So it's just like going to a train station. You put your thing down and it opens and closes and lets you through. And in that way, there doesn't have to be someone standing there, you know, helping you do your ticket as you're going in. But there's all kinds of stuff that they're putting in place to try to make it better for us travelers, us frequent flyers. So link will be up in the show notes on that. someday, you know, I just, if I ever become rich, you know, like Bill Gates rich, I just want to like have my driver take me to the airplane. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a private jet or commercial, doesn't matter. Just take me and I can just walk up the gate. You know, don't go through security. Somebody carry my bag. That is a perk of being rich. Until then, I'll do like everyone else does. I'll do my bag drag. Chrome 63 is crippling mobile payments in Korea, and Google is trying to get a fix out. So it doesn't affect those of you here in the U.S., I don't think, but it is affecting people in Asia. Just an Android headline that's out there. Amazon, oh my gosh, Amazon has released Prime Video app for Android TV. Oh, beautiful, 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 beautiful. So if you have an Android TV, you now can get Amazon Prime. Awesome video app there. Bonus, bonus, bonus. Also, oh, that's a double article. Amazon will no longer let users upload their own MP3s. You know, it never fails. A service that you actually use then is shut down. When Apple Music first launched, many were wondering about their existing libraries, how it could be tied into the service. And what Amazon did was it allowed people to upload their libraries. As of December 18th, the ability to upload music will remove from the Amazon Music or PC Mac app. Music that is already uploaded can be played and downloaded until January 2019. See, download your music for more information. I already have copies of my stuff. According to Amazon spokesman, this only affects music imported by users from other sources, and that music purchased from Amazon will remain in the cloud. Do you know how many MP3s I have uploaded? They want us to pay. They don't want our music on our devices. All right, so what's the alternative out here, folks? What are you guys doing? And I've used this product a lot. And I guess I can use the Apple product. Does it do the same thing? Will it do my inventory and let me listen to my stuff free? Or do I have to still pay for Apple Music? Netflix can now stream in HDR on Windows 10. So that's been added to it. So those of you that watch on your Windows computers. Also, if you want to hear what a 1950s era computer song Jingle Bells sounds like, they've got a recording of it. Apparently the BBC in 1951 broadcast the first commercially available general purpose electronic computer housed at Alan Turing's computer machine laboratory, and it performed several melodies created using the sounds it used to emit. So if you want to listen to this Jingle Bells from a 1951 computer, it sounds kind of like a 1951's computer. Walmart. Walmart's looking to launch personal shopping cashier-free stores. You know, they're looking to do these little in-and-outs. You know, when you go to a convenience store and you get yourself a soda and a bag of chips or some beef jerky or, you know, if you need a gallon of milk or, you know, whatever you get when you go to a convenience store, you know, maybe you need a donut or a Slurpee or something, right? Well, Amazon is going to launch themselves little stores like this that you can go in and buy stuff. They're trying to compete with Amazon Fresh. So expect to see in a Walmart parking lot near you a little itty bitty mini convenience store that you can go in and get essentials 24 hours a day. And no cashier. You just have to ring yourself out. Walmart. Have you guys got a MoviePass unlimited cinema subscription? I guess a lot of people are. $9.95 a month. You can watch a movie a day. And I don't know what the limitations are around these, but there's probably some. If anyone has this, you know, it seems to be pretty popular. I hear a lot of people talking about it. What's the gimmick? What isn't available? Or can you just go watch any mainstream movie? Can you go see Star Wars with this movie pass? I would be surprised if you could. Oh, Mike says answer's clear. on the music site, Shut Up and Pay. That's because they want you to use your Amazon Limited Music with your Echo, which the Amazon device processes to listen. It's funny. Mike says, I've asked my wife to get passnesses from those folks, from the folks at MoviePass for Christmas. Oh, that's cool. All right. This is kind of interesting, and I don't know if this is a mock, but apparently there's a skull asteroid space. There's a skull-looking asteroid coming at us. And asteroid 2015 TB-145, first cruised by our planet in 2015, but the creepy space rock is headed back towards us for another visit. The object has been dubbed the Halloween asteroid, and it measures about 700 meters across, and it has a weird face on it. So it looks like a face. So we'll get to see it here sometime this year, I guess, or next year in 2018. It'll be 105 lunar distances away, so nowhere's close, but I guess scientists will get a look at it. The Pirate Bay still is battling domain issues. Swedish police set to take over Pirate Bay domains. Police in Sweden filed a formal request with domain register Beniro to take ownership of two Pirate Bay-related domain. The move follows a decision from the Supreme Court this morning, which determined that domain names constitute property that can be seized by the Swedish state. And this has been going through the court process since 2013. There's Chin, you know, Anchor. I just love these guys. This is one company. I really like their products a lot. And I'm not just saying that. It's true. I've bought a lot of their chargers, even though I can't have them shipped to Hawaii anymore. But, you know, when we go to CES, we take USB chargers with us, bricks. Basically, you can charge the one I have, you can charge 8 devices on it. If I didn't know this was available, this is a 10 device charger, and it will 10 ports. It can charge up to 2.4 amps per port, which is awesome. And this is when you're doing a whole bunch of events and you got a whole bunch of devices that have mini USB or need to be charged. These bricks like this that have 10 ports on them are fantastic. You know, here in my studio, I've got a 4-port and a little charging station that I use. But when I go to Vegas, I take a little 8-port device that has an external brick. So it's, you know, you don't just plug a wall wart in. This has got an actual brick to, you know, provide the amount of power it needs. But yeah, this is awesome at $28. I'm going to have to see if Amazon can get it here in time. So that one was a good catch. It really, really was. Okay. Neil deGrasse Tyson offers his unique humorous perspective of the Pentagon UFO video. Why, when you've got something serious, that people make jokes about it? I'm going to make a step out on a limb here. 2018, I think we're going to get closer to the truth. Too much stuff is being announced, released, leaked. This whole UFO thing, I think they're prepping us. I think they're getting our brains ready for ETs here. All right. Do you think so? What do you guys think? Where do you guys weigh in on this? You think I'm crazy? I know what I saw. Twice. Don't have to convince me at all. Now, the question is, how the heck did they get here from such a far away? How did they make that happen? And still, is it a probe? You know, are we being probed autonomously? Because does organic life can't make it? And what do you guys think? But have you seen this 2004 jet fighter video? Dun, 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 dun. All right. We had that LG article linked a couple of times. Let me close that. Do you like Nerf toys? You still have a chance to get these Nerf toys before Christmas. They're discounted. They're available. An Amazon one-day sale. And I don't know if this was yesterday. If it is, I apologize. But they've got a whole bunch of Nerf stuff for sale. Kids love Nerf stuff. You know, when we were We still probably have some Nerf guns around here. We used to have Nerf wars in the house. Running Nerf gun battles. A lot of fun. They've got this new crock pot out. The Express Crock multi-cooker. Now, fellas, don't buy this for your wife for Christmas. But if you've never cooked stuff in a crock pot, we do it here a lot. And this crock pot is like, not like your grandmother's crock pot. This thing is rocks. So when, after Christmas is over, you consider picking up a crock pot and just, you know, bring it home as a, like you would some flowers. So thanks for Kirk by finding the link to this crock pot. All right. Let me, we're at the end and not too bad. Hour 20 today. Gave you something to listen to over the Christmas holiday. Of course, I'm not going to be with you on Monday because I'm going to be celebrating Christmas like the rest of you. Let's see. Did we have any email that came in? Got an email from Andy. Andy Brown says, Todd, if you can run solar power in Hawaii, then you thought about cryptocurrency or mining. This could be something interesting. I agree. It could be very interesting. I was actually talking to my mom about it yesterday. Here's the dealio. Since my wife has started charging her electric car, my 36 panels is not enough to overcome the extra power she needs to. And so I've got electric bill again. And at 36 cents a kilowatt here that I have to overcome the power deficit with, I think the initial investment would be big at $1,000, $1,200 a panel in order to, I just think it would be hard to make it work in Hawaii. But other parts of the country where power's cheaper, with the Bitcoin pricing being the way it has been, I know some people are doing pretty good with it. Andy also sent me a link of the UFO video as well. Thanks for that. And we already talked about Leo Laporte using my signature sign-off, which I'm about ready to throw down on you folks. Hey, I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas. And think about, there's a lot of people out there that are having a tough time. So, pay attention to people. This is a very, it's very difficult for some folks during the Christmas holidays. And, we've lost some folks, recently to suicide. So please, please pay attention to those that you love and be proactive out there. And at the same time, be safe during Christmas holidays, spend time with the family and, try to turn the electronics off and enjoy if you can. We haven't even decided what we're cooking here. I think my wife's got an extra turkey in the freezer. We'll probably pull that out and cook some ham and some other stuff. But small affair for us just because we're here and we do have some extended family that we'll go to some parties. But the rest of you, enjoy your long weekend. And we'll see you back here for one more show before the end of the year next Thursday. Before the rest of the studio gets packed and shipped out on Friday the 29th. That's my shipping day. That's the day everything leaves for Vegas. But everyone take care. We'll see you back here after the Christmas holiday. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Everyone take your seat next time. Aloha.